It is, but I'm a daughter of St. Paul, and our community was founded almost 100 years ago to spread the gospel through the means of communication, which at that time was press mostly, and then we went into film, radio, television, and now the internet. So it is part of our mission to reflect on the culture that is created by these means and the stories that are out there. So that's where I found my niche.
Mm-hmm. When you're reflecting on a story, though, are you just looking at the story, or are you looking at the values in the story? What exactly are you looking at?
Okay. My criteria for looking at film is, first of all, for the value of the story. Because if you're just in there to count bad words, or I don't know what could be termed sex scenes or violence and or, you know, smoking or drinking, things like that, well, then you're not even looking for the moment when maybe the characters grow, change, and choose faith values or human values. So, yeah, I look at the whole story. If you just chop it into its parts, you just get mad and leave or turn it off. That doesn't help.
Yeah. What do you do if you're faced with, maybe you could have a good story, but it may not have the values, it may not reflect the values that you would aspire to or that you think are decent. Or on the other hand, you could have a film that's quite a bad film and that's badly scripted, but is trying to be very worthy. Where do you fall then? How do you make your decision?
Okay, I'll answer the second part first. What if you find a film that, you know, it's trying to be a good story, but it's told so poorly, acted so badly, poor script? Well, it's self-defeating, because you've created something that's like a Sunday school lesson or a sermon. People don't go to the movies for Sunday school. People go to the movies to be entertained, to step into another world, to exercise their moral and faith imagination, even if doesn't seem to be turned on. But, you know, to create drama, you have to have the deadly sins in there, let's face it. But then to have a film that I think resonates and helps us grow, you need the Beatitudes too. Flannery O'Connor, the American Catholic novelist, said, if it's good art, it will have good theology. If it's good theology, it will be good art. You know, some good filmmakers, you know, Christian filmmakers, they have, in the States, they're releasing these films like Riding the Giants or Fireproof. Now that, they're preachy films. They can't help themselves. However, with Fireproof, that's a story of a firefighter who's addicted to pornography, online pornography. They don't show it, but boy, they create the issue with the poor relationship between him and his wife. And it kind of reflects the way his father used to treat his own mother. So you get a really good look and consideration about the effects of pornography. And since nobody is talking about this issue, I say go see, you know, watch the movie. Mm-hmm. You can see it with your kids because it doesn't show anything. But you get the point, mm-hmm, that pornography will kill your family. It will kill relationships. Mm-hmm. It's self-destructive. So anyway, that's a preachy movie. But in general, I can't recommend preachy movies because if I do, kids won't like me. No, I'm not. That's not why I do it. But it's just that if it's not a good, well-told story, it's not going to work.
Yeah. What about, you know, some of the films you're talking about, kids, that kids would have liked, like Harry Potter? That got criticism to some extent, you know, for the magic and the sorcery. And yet, on the other hand, people were saying it shows a young boy facing evil, good triumphing over evil, which would, mm-hmm, be essentially the Christian story.
Well, the good versus evil is kind of a comic book premise, but we all struggle, don't we, to lead good lives. Harry Potter, I look at it this way. It's a coming-of-age story for these three kids, especially Harry Potter. Not that different from what The Hunger Games is trying to do. And therefore, what's the context? Okay, the context is a school of wizardry, but it's highly imaginative. And kids get into their imagination at this age. That's how they learn to figure out life. So with Harry Potter, I really looked at the issue of benevolence toward children. You find, you know, tons of them or dozens of adults who are caring, just as you find the ones who are not. So I think it goes beyond good versus evil. That, you know, we Christians or believers, we get into that mindset that, oh, it must be good if it's good versus evil. But actually, that's a little simplistic. Life is much more complicated than that. But to give ourselves permission to go see a film that some people are criticizing, let's look at it. Let's look at it from the point of view, is human dignity respected? Is community respected? Is the common good respected? Is the earth respected? I think that these are themes of social teaching that we find in the gospel and scriptures, even in the Old Testament. So if we can look at things from that way, we can lower the temperature a little bit, calm down, and say, what's really going on here? Mm-hmm. And I think when it's a good story, as the Harry Potter stories definitely were, and as the Hunger Games are, and other stories as well, I think we'll be able to find seeds of the gospel there.
You mentioned the Hunger Games there several times. Seeds of the gospel, where are they in the Hunger Games?
Well, right away you see this idea of a sister giving her life, choosing her little sister's life over her own. So you have that sacrificial love from the get-go. That is a very, very much a faith value and a human value, isn't it? Because we're caring about somebody besides ourselves. And that's just where you get it from the beginning. And then when they get into this arena, and they're forced there by the government, this totalitarian government, and it's a way to keep people under control, isn't it, by fear. Well, once they get in there, she tries not to kill anybody. She avoids, you know, the main character there, she avoids Katniss. She avoids trying to do that. She befriends a tiny little girl. And that, you know, they become friends, and they, you know, and I think because of the way the film unfolds, the story unfolds, you know, she gets to avoid, you know, killing anyone except when she's trying to protect another person. So I don't know. Even though these kids are like 16 years old and younger, you find them doing heroic things. When someone lays down their life for another, what more do you want? Mm.